All of you that are here, you've heard good news. You've heard that Jesus Christ has the power to save, to heal, and to set free. My heart is full just listening to these testimonies. Just to be in God's house and to know that not only are we in his presence, but his presence is made real through people who have shared their heart. Trina came up and she shared with you that now she knows I'm valuable. Her value is proven because of the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. You are valuable. So much valuable that Jesus came 2,000 years ago and died for you because he loves you. He cares for you. And he desires that you would know him as Lord and Savior of your life. You're valuable. I don't know what people have told you today, yesterday, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, but you're valuable in the eyes of God. And he wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your God. And Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and went to a cross. He died on a cross, an old rugged cross. As we like to say here, two pieces of wood in the shape of a T. They nailed him to that cross. They drove nails through his hands and his feet to keep him there, to hang. And on that cross, he died and paid for our sin debt. He took on sin so that you and I could have a new life in Christ Jesus. It's that simple. That if we would believe in faith that Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for our sins, you become a new person if you believe in faith. A new person set free from the bondage of sin. A new person set free from the thoughts of men and women that tell you that you're nobody. But in Jesus Christ, you're somebody. You're a new person who's loved. You're a new person who has received the grace of God through his son, Jesus Christ, who went to the cross. No one ever again can tell you that you're nobody. Because in Jesus, if you believe tonight, you're somebody and you're valuable. Leah came out here, sang beautifully, but she also said that she came to a place in her life where God confronted her. In a time where she was bitter and angry and upset. I love that. God loves to confront us. But when God confronts us, he doesn't condemn us. He draws us to himself out of his love and his grace. And until we receive Jesus Christ fully, he will always confront the people who he loves. He'll always stand in your way. That's his mercy. That's this undeserved divine favor and kindness that comes from God and stands in your way. And no matter how we attempt to try to get around him, there's God. Say, no, 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 you can't get by me. I love you. You can't get by me. I've got grace for you. You can't get by me. My son died for you 2,000 years ago. I'm always going to confront you because I don't want you to continue to make a mess of things. I love you so much. And the only thing that you and I can do is just surrender when you're confronted by God. And tonight, surrender your life to Jesus. Tonight you're here and God's confronting you. And then Eric came out. And something that stuck out for me. He said, these things don't have power over me anymore. You know what that means? That's Eric's testimony of saying that for a season, for a time, the things of the world held him bound, gripped, alcoholism, drugs, rejection, abuse, pain, despair. Those are those things that Eric was testifying about that no longer have power over his life. Why? Because there's a new power in the life of Eric. There's a new power in Leah's life. There's a new power in Trina's life. There's a new power in David Ham's life. It's the power of Jesus Christ. that has been given to us because Jesus showed up and there became a transfer. You see, he goes to the cross and he takes on our sin and he gives us his righteousness that you and I would be able to live a new life, a new person tonight. This is a power that belongs to you. Some of you tonight, you feel powerless because of some of the strongholds that have gripped you. Despair, depression, loneliness, the guilt of always doing something wrong time and time again, and you can't figure out why you can't stop doing it. And these things have been a power stronghold in your life, but there's a new power that you get to have tonight, and God is confronting you with his love and his power to break the chains of sin and darkness that have held you bound. And tonight, all you have to do is just repent. Just turn from evil. Turn from your wicked ways. You know what repentance is? You know, sometimes that word, it's like, what is all that? Here's what repentance really means. It means this: admitting that God is right and I am wrong. And saying yes to God, I'm going to turn from evil and I'm going to go after you, God. You don't got to go far to go after God because he's already confronting you right now. And the confrontation of God is with love and grace. I know there's some people here tonight that are hurting. I know there's some people tonight that are questioning, struggling. This is why you came in. You came into God's house because you need an answer. You want to feel something. You want something that's real. Well, Jesus is real. And he desires to be your Lord and Savior tonight. At the 1 o'clock service this afternoon, we do something. Our 1 o'clock service is our teaching service. That's when we simply break it down in a simple, basic way and just talk about just what it is to have a faith in Jesus. Who is God? Who is Jesus? What is sin? That's the kind of conversation that we have. And then we have a time of Q&A, and we do our best to answer questions about God and who Jesus is. And then at the end, we've been doing something recently over the last couple of weeks. We've been really making this declaration about going all the way in Jesus Christ, because these are people that are studying, they're seeking God. And so we've been challenging people just to shout it out at any given point. Just say, I'm going all the way with Jesus. And this afternoon, some folks just shouted out, I'm going all the way with Jesus. And it's just such a sweet time. And then we pray after that 1 o'clock service. And a young man came up to me at the end and he just was real honest with me. He was like, I don't know if I can go all the way. He goes, I'm just not even sure. I got a lot of doubts. And it was hard for him. And I don't know if he's here, and I'm not going to say his name, but he was very real with me. And this is what God's house is all about. We can come just as we are, and nothing's going to chase God away. He's ready to receive you. And I said, man, just tell me. He's like, well, I've just been hurt. So he said, I've been rejected. It hurts. I said, the disappointment, right? Yeah, and I don't want to be disappointed no more. I said, well, you're in the right place. And I said, do you want to get saved now? Do you just want to just believe? If you believe right now, I told him, if you believe, if you just confess from your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you're going to be saved. Do you believe that? He went, yeah, I do, but I just got my doubts. I said, that's okay. You come with your doubts. Come with your guilt. Come with your shame. Come with it all, because it's Jesus Christ, I told him, that does a cleansing work from the inside out. There's nothing that you can do to fix it. There's nothing that you can do to prepare yourself to come to Jesus Christ. You and I, we've got to come to a place where we're just tired of trying to be the one to fix everything, because God fixed it all on the cross with his son, Jesus Christ. He fixed it all. And so my word to you this evening is no more delay. No more delay. And I got the opportunity to pray with this brother right here. To stand with him. To embrace him. Just as he was. And I told him, you come back next week. We're going to continue to study this word. Because this is it. This is life here. There's really no other direction to go, brothers and sisters. Nothing else works. You and I, we've done enough to try to figure it out ourselves. Saints, can I get an amen? Amen. We've done enough to try to figure out how to keep going in life. I have just said, yeah, here I am, Lord. Here I am. All of my mess, all of my struggle, those places where it still hurts deep down inside, where I've been hurt, rejected, left alone, unsure of myself and unsure of the people around me. And Jesus in his power comes and he sets us free. He heals the brokenhearted. It's a supernatural thing that happens in the heart of men and women when they just believe in faith and receive Jesus Christ. He brings a healing. He brings a deliverance. He'll set you free. Only God has the power in his hands to reach down into the depths of our heart and bring healing to that wounded soul that's been rejected time and time again. Man can't do it. The psychiatrist can't do it. Your counselor can't do it. Your new boyfriend can't do it. Your new girlfriend can't do it. Your new husband can't do it. Your new wife can't do it. Only God can do it. Only God can set the captives free. Only God can bring healing. Only God can touch the broken soul and mend it all together in the power that is in his hands, in his grace, and in his mercy. He's a healing God, and you just got to receive, because he's going to confront you time and time again. He's going to remind you of how valuable you are. He's going to show up and show how powerful he is. And anything that's of this world cannot withstand the power of Jesus Christ to set you free. He breaks the chains of addiction. He shuts down darkness. The power of his light. Strongholds can't keep you down anymore. He'll set your mind free. He'll break addiction. No more delay. God can do it now. I firmly believe in the power of the Holy Spirit that you might not have to go to your psychiatrist ever again. If you believe in faith that God can set you free, liberate you from every addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. I put my faith in him. I put my faith in him to make us whole, to cleanse us, set us free. That's the God I serve. That's the God that belongs to you. That's the God who's here tonight to set you free. Now, would you stand up with me? Stand. Stand and be free tonight. Stand and be completely free. No more games, no more delay, but allow Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life. If it's stirring in your heart right now, if you know this is true, if you want to believe, if you're tired, no more delay. I want to pray with you. I want you to come up here and I want to pray with you. I don't want you to hesitate. I want you to come forward right now. I know you're with your friend. I know you're with your spouse. Tell them to come too. Don't be ashamed. Get right here to the middle if you can. I want to pray with you. From the balcony, make this time. Be intentional about being set free tonight. And you come down here, give your life to Jesus. Watch what he does. You've heard it tonight. You're valuable. These things have held you powerless for too long. Hey, come forward, pray, receive a power that cannot be defeated. You've lived life powerless, no more. No more delay. From the balcony to the main floor, come. Come, you can't figure it out. But Jesus Christ will establish himself in your life and you'll be free. Come, children, moms, dads, don't be held back by pride. Our pride will keep us limping along for the rest of our life. Our pride has done nothing but get us in trouble. Our pride has done nothing but leave us hopeless, in despair, in a dark place. No, not because you'll get this new job is why you'll be able to figure it out. No, not simply because you'll be able to get another degree will confirm your value. You are valuable because Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for the wretched man that I am. That tug on your heart, that stirring, that uncomfortable feeling that you got right now, that moment right now that you have saying, I wish he would just be quiet right now and stop talking because it's all getting crazy inside. Well, that ain't me. That's the Holy Spirit saying, come. You're being confronted by God's Spirit. That's what's happening. That's what's going on in your heart and in your mind. You're being confronted by God, the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. That is the supernatural. It's going to continue to confront you and compel you to come to know a love that heals and sets us free from every wound and every dark place that it's held us bound. So tonight, God, you're right, and I'm wrong. I confess, I need you to be my Savior. And if that's you, come down. I want to pray with you. Just before we pray, there was something that was just really pressed on my heart over here to the side, and it's one more thing. There's some people here that are religious and they feel that's good enough. But if you want to experience something great, it is a relationship with Jesus. And it's a big difference. Religion is just something that you maintain in your own strength. But a relationship with Jesus is you allowing God to reign fully in your life, to be Savior and to make you a new person. Religion gets boring. Religion is just simply patterns that we establish for ourselves, allowing us to feel comfortable. But relationship with Jesus is eternal. It's an eternal life for His glory. Your life lived out for Him. Your life set apart. It'll be the greatest adventure of your life, a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when this all passes away, we're going to celebrate Jesus for eternity, and heaven is going to be beautiful, and I can't wait to go. And the more I fall in love with Jesus, the more excited I am, the more I find out how much He loves me. Every opportunity that I even get to stand up here with you and share just the good news of Jesus Christ, my heart draws to Him more and more, and I can't wait to be with Him forever, to glorify His name. Because He's done so much for me. He's set me free from myself. And this is why we're here. And this is why you're here up here. It can't be religion. It's got to be a relationship with Jesus Christ. And He loves you and He cares for you. Now, I want you to pray this prayer after me. And I want you to pray it. And I want you to believe in faith. And God's going to hear your prayer. We're going to pray it with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus, who came to rescue me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. Forgive me. God, you're right, and I am wrong. Make me a new person. Cleanse me. Heal my broken heart. Set me free from the bondage of sin. Set me free from darkness. May your light dwell inside of me as a new person. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that you are my Lord. I believe that you died on the cross. And I believe that you rose again on the third day. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me new life. In your name I pray. Amen. 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 Amen.